You know, Jesus says that we're called to enter the kingdom as little children. We're called to enter the kingdom of God as little children. In Matthew 18, 2 through 5, he said, he called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, truly I tell you, unless you change, catch that word, unless you change and become like a little child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that exciting? The lowliest position of a child becomes the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. So why does we, as we get older, do we temper our ability to be a child? We have all this wisdom. Children, you're probably seeing this right now. All of your parents have all this wisdom, and they're so straight-laced and so there, and they can't just have enjoyed life. And they have that ability about just enjoying themselves, right? You can see your dad just dressing up, right, and being that part of that. Just dressing up, just being free, and to be that joy. So why do we have that? We let the worries of our life and other areas get us down that rob us of our joy. One of the areas I've observed in children is that when a child is asked to come, whether it be for dinner, whether it's to come home, or whether it's to do something else, a decision needs to be made. I know when we have our grandchildren and their grandchildren are running away, and probably with your children, they're running away, and you ask them to come, all of a sudden they stop. And a decision has to be made. Am I going to continue my independence and keep moving forward, or am I going to follow the authority and come back? It's the way it is with God Himself. When God calls us to come, are we going to be independent enough to go on along our own way, or are we going to follow the authority of God and to come to Him? To come to Him. Are we going to make the right decision? In the same way, we make that decision every day of our life. We make that decision. When the Lord asks us to come, are we independent? Or do we submit to His authority? You know, come is a word that requires a decision. Banga shared a little bit today in communion. Come. That requires that decision in each one of our lives. It's a word that has a very definitive meaning in each of our lives. And I like acronyms. So it means see Christ. It means O, ordained. N means ministers. And E means every day. C-O-M-E. Christ ordained ministers every day. You know, there's four areas I'm going to reflect upon just briefly as we, about the word come and how it affects our relationship with the Lord in our life. What it means for us, each one of us, to be ministers. You never hardly thought to yourself as a minister, did you? Scripture says that we're all ministers today. We are all ministers. Psalm 134, 1 through 3 says, praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. It could also mean ministering by day in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, who is the maker of heaven and earth. So as Christ ordained ministers every day, one of the things that we need to do first is to come to the throne of grace. To come to the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and grace to help us in our time of our need. You know, as I look at that verse, I see a few areas in there. One, we're called to approach. We're called to come. But not to barge in, but humbly approach the throne of grace exactly where we're at. Been shared earlier, it's for by grace you have been saved through grace, not because of works, lest we boast. because of the free gift of God that is given to each one of us. We need to be confident in approaching the throne of grace. When your children approach you, how do they come to you when they ask for something? When they come to you and you call them, you say, come, do they come with the confidence of knowing that you care for them? Or do they come fearful of what you might be doing to them? I think as we approach the throne of grace, we need to come with the confidence of knowing that the Father loves us. That He cares for each one of us, no matter where we have come from. As we come, and God calls us to come to the throne of grace, He's calling us because He loves us. The decision needs to be made. Are we going to follow something else? Are we going to follow Him? I'll come back to that. We have to ask the question, why are you coming? Why are you coming? It says in the Scriptures that we might receive mercy. We find grace in our time of need. Some people look at this verse and say that I will only come to the Lord when I have a need. I will only come to the Lord when I have a need. When things are going well, in my mind, I won't come to the Lord. I don't know about you, but I have needs every day of my life. I'm a needy person. God needs to heal me and to touch me and to be with me every single day of my life. I am a needy person. I have needs. I don't have it all together. I need to approach the throne of grace every day of my life. So come, approach that throne of grace. The next thing about come is Christ ordains ministers every day. We need to come to Him who are heavy laden and burdened. Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. I think it speaks to all of us, right? Sometimes we're weary. Sometimes we're burdened. And I will give you rest. Jesus' desire is to help each one of us. His desire is to help you. However, sometimes our greatest tendency is to say, I can do it myself. Isn't that like a little child? When a little child is struggling, and they're struggling with something to do, maybe it's to tie their shoe, that little thing, to tie their shoe, and they're learning how to tie their shoe, and you're saying to them, come, let me help you. And they say, I can do it myself. Don't we have that same tendency with God? Those little things that we think that we can do it ourselves, God's saying, let me help you. I've got the directions to be able to help you do that. Guys, we are, women, I'm not going to talk about you because you're good at this. But guys are terrible at this. They don't like directions. They see these things that come in a package. And they see, they say directions, and they've got every single language part of that. But for guys, it's just a guideline, right? It's not really a direction of how to put things together. It's a guideline. Maybe that thing will go in that hole. Maybe A will fit into B. Maybe D will fit into E. But I really like B to fit into D. And if it doesn't fit in there, I will find a way for it to get in there. I will force it in there. Amen? And the women are just behind there saying, whatever you want to do, honey. But we have that ability sometimes in our life that is a burden sometimes when we ask the Lord to help us. We feel we're burdening the Lord. You know what? God already knows your problems. God already knows what you're at. What are you waiting for? It's like a little child. Your parent could see you having struggles with the shoe being tied, and you're going to be frustrated forever and ever as you try to tie that shoe. But we fail to sometimes verbalize it. God wants us to verbalize the problems. As you might know a little bit, I like playing golf. And for many years, and it's taken me a long time. I've been playing golf for, it seems like forever. But I'm not bad at it. I'm pretty good at it. And I don't mind when I play with somebody for somebody to come and correct my swing. If there's something situation, to help with the swing. And even though Sue does not play golf, I sometimes take her to a driving range because she can see something in my swing. Even though she doesn't play golf, she has no idea how to swing a golf club, but she sees something in my swing, and she can help correct it. It's the same thing we have. If you look back at verse 27 in the same verse, it says, "All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal to him." Jesus in 27 declares that all things have been given to him by the Son. By the Father, I'm sorry. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. All creation is from him. It is also stated in this verse that the Son reveals himself, his full glory to us. His full glory to us. So why do we fail to come to him with our problems? Don't we think he can handle it? Are you willing to come to that person, to God himself, who can correct our faults? You know, it's time to come to him. Third thing is Christ ordained ministers every day. It says, Jesus called the disciples and says, "Come, and I will make you fishers of men." Fishers of men. When Jesus called his disciples, he did not just call fishermen, but he called people from every walks of life. Every walks of life. Matthew 4, 19, 20 says, "Come follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. The other disciples did the same when the Lord called them. They realized that there was something unique about that word "come." Come, that they chose wisely to follow Jesus Christ. Is the Lord calling you today? I say yes. The Lord is calling you. He's calling you to come to be the fishers of men. He's calling you right where you're at. For many of us have heard the word "come," and we've come out of the life that we were in to a better life. However, when Christ calls you now, I don't want you to hesitate. I don't want you to hesitate because you felt like, "Well, I've come out of this part. I don't need to come any further." God's calling you to come further and further into him, to come, to know me more and more. You know, sometimes it's time to get rid of the hesitation and heed the call of God on your life, to come, to be the fishers of men. To do it without any type of hesitation, to just go as Peter and Andrew did. They left the nets. What is God calling you today to leave behind of the world that you're still holding on to and to come follow him? For to be fishers of men, you need to first follow the fishermen, Jesus Christ. And the last thing is Christ ordained ministers every day. We're called to come into the storehouse. Come into the storehouse. A storehouse to me is that facility where everything is stored. And we can pick everything we need to satisfy our lives. Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." The phrase "come into the storehouse" really means this verse, in my opinion. For I believe it means not just taking care of us financially, but it's time to take care of us spiritually, emotionally. Everything that we need is in the storehouse of God. It's in the storehouse of God. It's just not material things out there, but it's Christ himself. Christ is the storehouse. They were called to come into the storehouse. We know about the throne of grace. We're coming into the throne of grace. We're coming into the storehouse of God. We need to come to the God who supplies all of these things according to his riches. Not our riches, anything at all, but according to his riches in Christ Jesus. The grace of God that we come to have that. The hope of God that we need to have. The love of God that we need to have. That's all in the storehouse. The patience of God, that's all in the storehouse. We need to come to Him as Christ-ordained ministers every day. Remember, come is a word that requires a decision. Remember that little child who was running down the path, and you call them, and they stop, and they're processing through their mind, do I go back or do I keep going? The path is open for many of these children, for many of us. The path is open. There's no hesitation. There's no wall in front. But many times, they don't see the end of the path where a cliff is there. Quick story, real sometimes about twilight. Sometimes the twilight sort of masks what you see. As a young child, I was probably 10 years old. And I remember running down a path, as a 10-year-old would always do. And I remember the Cub Scout leader saying, "Hold up, wait." But before I knew it, I'd hit a barbed wire and hit me right on the neck here. The scar is still there because I couldn't see it. But if I had stopped, I wouldn't have hit that barbed wire, the thing that was going across the path. But my independence told me to keep going instead of following the authority and listening to the authority of that voice in my life at that particular time. It's what God's calling us to do. Are we going to be independent? Or are we going to follow the authority of God in our life when He calls us to come? Remember, it's Christ-ordained ministers every day. You know, there are men and women called to be ministers in the church, such as the elders and pastors here. We're called to be that. We enjoy the call. We enjoy what God's called us to be. And we humbly agree to submit to Him. However, God calls you to be His ministers today in every situation you're at, every avenue of work, every neighborhood you're in. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary, all you ministers of the Lord. So when God calls you to come, the question I ask you, how long will you take to respond? Is it immediate, or are you going to think about it? When you ask God to call, come to you, how do you want God to respond? Immediate or take His time? A lot of that's going to depend on you and the grace. Amen. Let's just pray. Father, we thank You today, Father. Now when we come to You, Lord God, You meet us exactly where we're at, Father, Lord God. For many of us, Father, are prodigal sons and daughters of the faith, Father, Lord God, as we're coming back down the path, Father, You're running towards us. For You know the life, Father, that we have lived in, and the Father, but You're there to restore us and to be a part of us. Father, we want to be Christ-ordained ministers every day of our life, Father. We thank You, Lord God, that when we do come to You, we come to the throne of grace, Father, Lord God. We come, Father, that when we're heavy laden and burdened, Father, You will give us rest. Father, we come to the storehouse, Lord God. And Father, we want to come to be fishers of men. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. Amen.